Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York, and these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that today you find inspiration in something you hear, only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Have you ever stood at a crossroads, facing something you didn't choose, something painful? And found yourself whispering, God, is there any other way? Well, welcome to the Garden of Gethsemane, nestled at the foot of the Mount of Olives. Let's dive in. Just across the Kidron Valley from the temple, there was this garden, and it was more than just a quiet retreat for Jesus. It would become a sacred battlefield. A place where prayer would collide with pressure and surrender would overcome fear. It was here that Jesus stepped over the brook of sacrifice, that Kidron stream stained with the blood of thousands of lambs from the temple altar. He crossed that stream on his way to become the Lamb of God, the once-for-all sacrifice. And in that olive grove, under the weight of coming agony, Jesus would kneel down to pray, and he would wrestle with a cup. Not just a cup made of silver or gold. No, this was a spiritual cup filled with the wrath of his Father, the wrath of God against every sin, past, present, and future. Not his sin, no, your sin, my sin, the full weight of guilt and rebellion in all the world. And Jesus saw it. He knew what it meant. And still, he said, Father, not my will, but yours be done. See, that prayer didn't come easily. Luke tells us that he prayed in such agony that his sweat became like drops of blood. He wasn't just praying, he was being pressed. Just like the olives in Gethsemane's ancient press, Jesus was being crushed spiritually, emotionally, physically. And from that crushing comes the first drops of redemptive blood, the anointing for atonement. Gethsemane was more than a moment. It was a message. It tells us that surrender isn't pretending you're not afraid. It's trusting God even when you are. And maybe you're holding a cup in your own life today. A diagnosis, a loss, a calling that feels too heavy. And like Jesus, your prayers become, Father, is there any other way? Friend, I want you to hear this, that's not a prayer of weakness. That's a prayer of honesty. And what matters most is what comes next. Not my will, but yours be done. For that is where resurrection begins. The story of Gethsemane teaches us that there is power in surrender. That victory doesn't always look like swinging a sword. It sometimes looks like laying it down. Just ask Peter, who tried to fight with the wrong weapons and he missed the real battle. Jesus didn't need a sword that night. He had already chosen the cross. And then, yes, there was Judas. The betrayal, the kiss, the heartbreak of being handed over by someone you loved. But even here, God was not surprised. What was meant for harm, God used for redemption. Judas made a real choice, and God even wove that into his plan. Now that's the mystery, and that's the beauty of Gethsemane. Today, if you feel pressed, betrayed, or burdened by a cup you didn't ask for, take heart today, for Jesus has been there and he has drank every last drop. Let his prayer become yours today. Not my will, but yours be done. Because on the other side of that prayer is resurrection. Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe, leave a comment, let others know about this. But God loves you. And if you are looking for a church, come on, visit us at Awaken Church. You can find us out at awakenrome.com for more information. Or better yet, just visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember, live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.